Hi, everyone. Hey, thank you so much. That's right. It's the good stuff. Hi, Mike.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm good. Spring is here.
It is. I like it. Hey, before we get started with a great program of more good stuff, I want to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News, because they're a good stuff. They're packed with everything you need in any ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. You can get it coming to your door. Visit tsln.com and subscribe today.
Did you know that the Niobrara National Scenic River was the first in the Northern Hemisphere to be named a Quiet Trails International? And of course, we have the Dark Skies International here in Merritt Reservoir out southwest of Valentine. Those and a lot more can be found to do for your summer vacation right here in the Heart City in Cherry County, Nebraska. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out at visitvalentine.com.
Mike, I have a piece that I think it'd be fun for us to do together today.
Okay.
It's called Truths for Mature Humans, but I think it works for everybody after pre-reading it.
Okay.
Okay. I think part of a best friend's job is to immediately clear your computer history if you die.
That would be a good friend.
That's right.
Nothing stinks more than that moment during an argument when you realize you're wrong.
Ouch, ouch. I totally take back all those times I didn't want to nap when I was younger.
True. There is great need for a sarcasm font.
Isn't there, though?
Yes.
I totally agree. How are you supposed to fold a fitted sheet?
You can't. There's physically no way to do that.
Well, I'm telling you, my aunt does it, and it's a piece of art.
MapQuest really needs to start with a number 5. I'm pretty sure I know how to get out of my driveway.
I don't know if people use MapQuest because we have all the navigation on our phones, but I just saw the other day MapQuest popped up, and I totally agree. I don't know why they do that. Obituaries would be a lot more interesting if they told you how the person died. I've thought that many a time.
I can't remember the last time I wasn't at least kind of tired. Remember, now these are truths for mature humans.
Yeah, that's right. Now, that's really a bummer because that's so true. Bad decisions make good stories.
Usually they do. You never know when it will strike, but there comes a moment at work when you know that you just aren't going to do anything productive for the rest of the day.
We'll leave that alone. How's that sound? I'm always slightly terrified when I exit out of Word and it asks me if I want to save any changes to my 10-page technical report that I swear I did not make any changes to.
I think the freezer deserves a light as well.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Ours
does. Totally agree.
Ours has a light in it now.
Which freezer?
Our freezer upstairs.
Yeah, but not the one downstairs.
No, it does not.
No, I think
I can't even keep the lid up on that thing.
I have a hard time deciphering the fine line between boredom and hunger. Amen.
Yep.
I think we all have that.
How many times is it appropriate to say what before you just nod and smile because you still don't hear or understand a word they said?
Good question. I love the sense of camaraderie when an entire line of cars team up to prevent a jerk from cutting in at the front. Stay strong, brothers and sisters.
Shirts get dirty. Underwear gets dirty. Pants never get dirty. You can wear them forever.
Interesting philosophy. Sometimes I'll look down at my watch 3 consecutive times and still not know what time it is.
Yep.
Been there, done that.
Even under ideal conditions, people have trouble locating their car keys in a pocket, finding their cell phone, and pinning the tail on the donkey. But I'd bet everyone can find and push the snooze button from 3 feet away in about 1.7 seconds. Eyes closed, first time, every time.
Very good point. And our last one, the first testicular guard, the cup, was used in hockey in 1874, and the first helmet was used in 1974. That means it only took 100 years for men to realize that their brains are also important.
Ooh, that's probably a good point to wrap things up today.
I think we better.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We always appreciate new stuff for the good stuff.